Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on another Sunday afternoon. QT and Sun Guy with you. If you're looking for some wrestling, be aware of a lot of cancellations happening because of the inclement weather all over the country. But KDW still running in Jeffersonville, Indiana, and NWA Blue Collar Wrestling happening still in Portland. However, NWA World Champion Tim Storm unable to make it to Portland, he will not be appearing tonight. Well, QT, some inclement weather really wrecking some wrestling events this week.
Yes, well, Sunday, this is about the only time that wrestling does take a backseat to the weather. I'm sure all our blue-collar wrestling fans are keeping abreast about the Pineapple Express that is hitting California right now. Rapid snowmelt, yes.
Now, QT, can you confirm that Pineapple Express is not a tag team name King Jaden was considering for his tag team with the Phoenix Kid?
Now, King Jaden hates... Now, I have heard from an unconfirmed source, well, it's confirmed in my head, that King Jaden doesn't like pineapple on his pizza. Now, pineapple is kind of acidic, and I'd say there was a bad experience that King Jaden once had by the acidic of pineapple on the pizza interacting with the acidic pizza sauce. Yes.
That's a possibility. Now,
yes. I got it. Yes.
I've heard it told that King Jaden hates pineapple on pizza pie more than he hates communism. Can we confirm this?
Well, now, Sangay, there's blurred lines here. We got to ask ourselves, what is communism and what is Marxism? Yes. And what is crony capitalism? Some people say that crony capitalism is a offshoot of Marxism. Yes, crony capitalism, where everything goes.
He probably hates it more than most.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, Sun Guy, why hasn't there been a blue-collar wrestler called Crony Capitalism? And I'd pay big money to see a wrestler named Crony Capitalism, and if I could only travel back in time, I would be the manager of Crony Capitalism about 4 years ago. Boy, that would have been a great matchup against Psycho Sailor. Psycho Sailor versus Crony Capitalism. I would have paid big money to see that.
I'm going to guess because the name is so long it wouldn't fit on a T-shirt and he wouldn't be able to market himself.
I think crony capitalism could fit on a T-shirt if you pretty much just eliminated the word crony and then put in its place the capital K, K-cronyism. Yes, it'd get the idea across.
I see.
Now, speaking of crony capitalism, Sun Guy, if I were a millionaire, I would pay, I could travel down in my private Learjet or by Amtrak train to capture some of the snow that is rapidly melting below the 7,000-foot range in California right now, make up a snowball and freeze it, and then clobber Marion with it, my arch rival at Blue Collar Wrestling. Yes.
You would attack that woman with a snowball?
Well, you know what she did? She put nachos on my chair last week at Blue Collar Wrestling. Nachos and some cheese. just because I snuck up on her and threatened her with a steel chair.
Now, did you sit on said nachos and cheese?
No, I came back and Arlen's wife pointed that there may be a surprise waiting for me on the chair. I almost sat in it. Thank gosh I had Arlen's wife watching my back.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, do you think that Marion will get her revenge on them for pointing that out? Do you think that they're in grave danger?
I'm not sure. Marion was kind of slowly stalking me and walking toward me during a match last week. And boy, I was ducking behind people. I even ducked behind Bob Hardy, but she was relentless. She had laser vision. She kept on coming. I thought, well, this is getting kind of strange. So I walked all the way around where they had the partition near one of the locker rooms. And I'm not talking by the concession stand. I was hiding out by the one partition locker room, on the other side near the bathrooms. But on she came, and then she pulled my hair. Boy, she's a vicious woman.
Did you give her until 5 to release?
Oh, yes. She even said, come with me. I wasn't going anywhere with her. She probably had her iron boots of discipline on. That's what I'm getting at. Very vicious feud going on.
It sounds very vicious. And I have just received word. I have 100% confirmation Kane Jaden does in fact hate pineapple on his pizza pie more than he hates communism.
Oh my God. Yeah. I wonder if maybe you should get him to call up if Adam isn't going to call up. I need to talk to him about his pizza choices.
Well, I believe he is preparing for a match, so I don't think he'll be able to join us, but I did.
Okay.
Get confirmation on this pineapple pizza hatred.
Well, I tell you what, Sign, since Adam, we'll give Adam, of course, all the due time he wants, but this is probably the first time we have been live on the air where you have been in contact with a wrestler that wasn't supposed to have been on and probably have been receiving notes to him. Can you ask Kane Jaden a question for me?
Perhaps, and this is far from the first time. It happens fairly frequently. Think of all the times Beast Barnett's had to confirm things that we've wondered.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think I've ever been in contact with Beast Barnett, unless it's the last 5 minutes of the show. You know, that's five minutes of the show. Then I've solicited his input for any last questions. Yes, okay, that's true. All right, ask Kane Jaden who he's going to be going up against tonight at Blue Collar Wrestling. Very important question.
I know the scheduled match he's in. It is a three-way tag team match to determine number one contendership for the NWA Pacific Northwest Tag Team titles. He will be teaming with Aries Toretto as the role models. They will be facing the Moonshiners as well as the Brandt Dynasty.
Oh, I don't know if I like that lineup, Sign Guy. As you know, last week we had on Kane Jaden, and he was asked the question, what's the hardest knife-edge chop you've ever received at Blue Collar Wrestling? And he said, from Aries Toretto. Will that be in the back of his mind if he goes to tag Aries Toretto? Can he trust Aries Toretto's loyalty?
Well, so far since they reformed the original lineup of the role models, they've been getting along, but I'm sure in the far reaches of his mind, it's always going to be there.
Well, you know, now Kane Jaden has street survival instincts, so that could very well serve him in his tag team role as role models. Yes. Instincts. Yes. In this era of crony capitalism, you know, even Aries Toretto would not stoop to slightly, how would you say, go behind a partner's back to gain the prestigious gold that Blue Collar Wrestling offers. Yes.
Are you saying he might be going after Connie, the Continental Championship of the NWA?
Well, I could be saying that, yes. It's a theory. It's a Keynesian theory that I've been studying, Sangai. Keynesian economics, yes.
Now, have you been studying that at Shoreline Community College?
Oh, I keep away from Shoreline Community College. In fact, I don't know where that is. However, Sangai, I do know where exit 104 is off I-5, and it seems like you will be picking up someone today at exit 104. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners who you will be picking up?
I don't want to spoil any surprises, so I may not be at liberty to say, but if fans flock to that exit, they might see a sports entertainer or two.
I see. Now, Sangai, exit 104 is only about, it's about 3.5 miles north of when you get pretty much off the industrial I-5 and enter a wooded area. Right around exit 100 is where it transitions from the concrete jungle into forest, heavily forested areas on each side of I-5. Kind of a tranquil, bucolic type setting. It's at exit 100. Yes. My question is, are you looking forward to this transitional zone right around exit 100 where you finally find tall timber on each side of the highway?
It is a nice change of pace.
That's true. Why hasn't there been any wrestlers or tag teams at Blue Collar named the Tall Timbers? Exit 101 or 100. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, probably because they haven't had extraordinarily tall combatants, say around 6'8" to 7'3", in order to have the team make sense with that name.
Well, now, wasn't there a Twin Towers team at the University of Virginia, would be one comprising Ralph Sampson? Wasn't he part of the Twin Towers?
Yes. Yes, he was. And then later they revised it, and when he was in the NBA, he was a part of the Twin Towers with Akeem Olajuwon.
Oh, okay. I guess I was thinking at the University of Virginia, he was part of a Twin Towers. Probably not.
I believe that he actually was, but they took the name and marketed it a little bit more in the NBA.
Oh, okay. NBA is all about marketing. Yes.
It really is. Now, QT, I can confirm, fully uploaded and ready for everyone's viewing pleasure, episode 259 of The Sign of the Times.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is called Tommy Celsius Hides Behind a Steel Wheel.
You are mistaken. Yes, it is Tommy Celsius Hiding Behind a Box Truck Edition.
A box truck edition.
Yes.
Is this a truck in the shape of a box, or actually a truck that is encased in a box, kind of like a collector's edition of Hot Wheels?
It is more a truck that is shaped like a box, hence the name box truck.
Oh, all right, so it's not a truck in a box. I'm slightly disappointing there. Speaking of trucks and methods of transportation, how much do you think that lowrider is worth that Eddie Guerrero used to drive down to the ring in? How much do you think that's worth?
Well, didn't he ride in a new one almost every week?
I don't know if I'll have to do some research on that. I think it was probably the same car painted over. I think they had a new paint job every week.
Yeah, I'm going to guess they just got a different car in each town.
Oh, wow. A car in each town. Now, why doesn't Blue Collar Wrestling have a car that drives down to the ring?
Well, because there's not really room for one.
Don't they have a back entrance that's kind of like a industrial one of those industrial doors on a chain that kind of pulls up by chain in the back of Blue Collar Wrestling, North Portland Eagles?
No.
Okay, could a mini bike fit through one of these doors?
Yeah, that could, because there have been, on rare occasions, motorcycles ridden to the ring at NWA Blue Collar Wrestling, but never have I seen someone drive a car to the ring there, because I don't think there's actually room. Plus, it'd probably really damage the floor.
Well, how about one of those light electric cars?
Even that, it'd probably scuff up the floor.
I see. How about a motorized beer cooler, like Beer Money used to ride?
That might be all right. Whom at NWA Blue Collar do you see wanting to have a motorized beer cooler to go to the ring?
Well, I would have said about a year ago, Buddy Highway. I got to tell you, son guy, I think he's pretty much cut out Fatinus beer. Fatinus, like El Guapo's bartender used to say. It's just a Fatinus? Oh, forget it. We'll just have a light beer.
Wow.
Is it Fatinus? Yes.
Now, can you confirm that Buddy Highway was a fan of beer?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he was. Well, maybe not as much as Sam Sims, who owns his own brewery, I believe, and a line of Sam Sims beer. But I would put it past Buddy Highway to down a couple of brews, blow the froth up a couple of tall ones. But as you know, sign guy, I was impressed with Buddy Highway's stature last week at Blue Collar. Had been several months since I had seen Buddy Highway. Well, not really several months, but boy, he's not even taking the fruit pies I offer anymore. I admire
his
dedication.
Wow, that is kind of shocking.
I do admire his dedication, yes.
Now, speaking of Buddy Highway, apparently he's going to be taking some time away from wrestling to focus on his powerlifting pursuit, so we will be Buddy Highwayless for at least a little while as he focuses on this new pursuit. I'm sure he will be back at some point somewhere down the road. But best of luck to him as he continues his strongman pursuits. He's already setting records. And last week, I almost pinned him.
Well, sign guy, who's going to step in to fill this void that he leaves? And I'm not talking about J. Boyd Huey, although I hear J. Boyd Huey might be making a return. One of my favorite wrestlers. Yes.
Well, maybe we will see yet another moonshiner.
Whoa, a fifth moonshiner or a fourth moonshiner?
There are currently three. And then, of course, yes. Lance Dean, who is a moonshiner, and then wasn't, but kind of is. And then also you have Jason Kincaid, a nephew of Paul Moonshine, and Casey Carlisle, a niece of Paul Moonshine.
Wow, Casey Carlisle is a niece of Paul Moonshine?
That is what she said.
Oh, okay. Has she ever worn one of those black country hats, kind of like with the wide brims? Kind of the hillbilly hats?
I will have to confirm that with her. That I do not know offhand.
Because I'd love to see Casey Carlisle kind of like in a country music band. You know that song, you know that one Bugs Bunny cartoon, Hillbilly, I think it was where Bugs Bunny meets up with the two hillbillies and they end up pulling each other's beards?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, when Bugs Bunny was in drag, kind of like as a female Bugs Bunny, and she had on that dress, and she was getting the two hillbillies kind of amorous, she put money in the jukebox, and the Hillbilly Sourdough Trio came on. I think that was the name of the band. What I'm getting at in this rambling, incoherent thoughts is I'd like to see Casey Carlisle as a member of the Hillbilly Sourdough Trio that comes on a jukebox. Yes.
You could run it by her. Also, I just got solid confirmation, 100% confirmed, Buddy Highway, not at all a fan of beer.
Oh, wow. I see. Oh, well, that beer is pretty much Fapanoose. Can you ask, if you're in contact with Buddy Highway, and I sort of hope you are, can you ask him what his favorite drink is right now? I'm going to say it's iced tea. Iced tea.
I'm going to say it's coffee. He loves his coffee. Well, I will find out.
Well, now, Sign, he's got to get jacked up for that heavy stone competition. I saw a video of him online lifting that heavy stone. I made some comment of lifting pebbles myself.
Fred Flintstone's daughter?
Oh, pebbles, yes. I'd like to see pebbles as part of the Hillbilly Sourdough Trio. Yes.
With Casey Carlisle.
Yes. I wonder what would happen if I sent Casey Carlisle this cartoon. Because it does have wrestling overtures. Yes.
Well, I guess so. It's moonshine related. Aha. I have confirmation back from Buddy Highway. It is, in fact, water and iced tea as his favorite beverage.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Okay. I see. Now, is there any electrolytes that Buddy Highway puts in this iced tea to give him strength for these heavy stone competitions?
I would think so, because you know how he is with electrolytes.
I see. Well, Sign Guy, I have a friend who is a local musician, Charlie Sable, and he is currently in Iceland, and he just met the Iceland's second strongest strongman competitor. Could you tell Buddy Highway this? Because those people in Reykjavik, I think that's the capital of Iceland, they're very much heavily into strongman competition, and Iceland produces some of the world's most powerful men. Can you tell Buddy Highway that my friend, Charlie Sable, just met the second strongest man in Iceland? That would be very important.
Yeah, I could tell him that. Now, Now, does this guy drive a Mercury Sable?
Mercury Sable, who, the second strongest man in Iceland, or Charlie Sable?
Charlie Sable.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. But that begs the question, Sign Guy, and I'm glad you brought that up. What kind of vehicle does Defola DeBossi drive?
I believe he drives one of those Russian jobs.
Russian jobs. Boy, I don't really like the sound of that. I don't see too many prestigious Russian vehicles on the road these days. I must get into this and see exactly what car Diafola DeBossi drives, and if it's kind of a blah one, if he kind of sold out and got a bland car just for the gas mileage, I'm going to try to give him an upgrade or a paint job. Yes. An upgrade.
So you're saying
job.
You would upgrade his car and paint it?
Yes, and I'd probably put new shock absorbers on it.
Very nice. Has Diafola DeBossi been made aware of this?
Oh, no, he hasn't. I'm going to surprise him. Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I believe that
yes,
the DeBossi, in fact, has a Russian car, and I believe that he has a 1999 Lada.
1999 Lada? Holy
yes.
Smokes. I wonder how many miles that Lada has on it.
I'm going to guess 112,311.
Boy, even in the rough parts of Tacoma, people wouldn't even touch that car. They would probably think it's abandoned.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm kind of assuming that. Okay, I've never heard of a Lada car. Gee whiz.
Yeah, it's a real car.
All right, well, what kind of car does Tex Thompson drive?
I'm going to guess he has a 1983 Chevy Silverado.
Was this the one that C.J. Edwards was thrown into and kidnapped?
Probably.
That was one of the more infamous incidents in blue-collar wrestling history when C.J. Edwards was kidnapped. Yes.
Indeed. Now, have you ever tried to kidnap C.J. Edwards?
No, but I should try to kidnap Marion and hold her for ransom. Ransom, yes. That's what I should do.
I see.
I don't know if anyone would pay a hot dog for her. I don't know.
Maybe one of the pork sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty good, yes. Now, Sign Guy, did you see that video? Well, yeah, of course you did. You sent it to me. Lazarus versus APOC at NTWA.
I did indeed.
Now, here's a question. Why did they have two flat-screen TVs at that NTWA venue? Two flat-screen TVs. I've never seen that in a wrestling video before.
Well, maybe they couldn't afford four.
Well, that's true, yes. I'm just kind of a little bit concerned that they had the American flag below one of these flat-screen TVs. If you freeze this wrestling video at the 318 mark, Lazarus has a hold of APOC and is about to throw him as APOC is standing on the lower turnbuckle, and you can clearly see these stars and stripes below this TV. Very strange.
Well, sometimes it's strange goings on there in Texas.
You know what would be very strange is if they were running wrestling videos and Hacksaw Jim Duggan was carrying an American flag to the ring and you had an American flag posted below the TV set at the same time.
It's a lot of American flags. Now, would Hacksaw also have his 2x4?
Oh, yes. 2x4 and the American flag, yes.
I see. All right.
And that's quite the sound system that guy has if you freeze the wrestling video at the 318 mark. Massive amounts of cords coming out of that sound console. Yes, the guy doing commentary right below the American flag. Kind of reminds me of the sound system at Blue Collar Wrestling.
In what ways?
Well, they have many cords coming out. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't last week's event at Blue Collar Wrestling televised?
As they all are, yes. It is televised there in Portland.
All right. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners where you can find this channel?
I don't know the specific channel they are, but I do know they do have local television there in the Portland area.
I got to tell you, Sign Guy, I look forward to this summer, and hopefully they will have WPW returning, Woodland Pro Wrestling. I miss the Fat Moose Tavern. Yes.
Woodland Pro, I believe, is not ran in well over a year. Do you have some intel as to when they might be returning?
No, but I had fond memories of seeing Kellen Rayeth wrestling and obtaining the WPW championship.
Do you think he still has
very
that
nice
title belt in his gear bag?
What's that?
Do you think he still has that title belt in his gear bag?
Wow, I don't, that's a good question to ask Kellen Rayeth. I don't know, I met a special, like, type of contact with Kellen, you know. He and I seem to see eye to eye, yes. He never tries to avoid me at the wrestling events.
Does he run up to you and ask where his fruit pie is?
Well, I don't know if he's ever kind of run up to me. I have approached him kind of like near the hallway, you know, and it's strange. He seemed to have slipped on a piece of ice because his foot came up, and it looked like he was trying to kick a fruit pie out of my hand, something like that, yes. Very slippery rugs there at the Tulalip Championship Ballroom, yes. I remember that distinctly in the hallway, yes.
Well, maybe you should have had Sure Shot Lynch get a little bit better rugs for the venue.
Yeah. He should have got him onto that. Yes. Sure Shot Lynch. Yes.
Now, was Sure Shot Lynch at the Woodland Pro Wrestling events?
Oh wow! I don't remember seeing him. He might have been though. I'll have to ask him. Yes. I was pretty much tunnel vision by what was going on, plus why my hamburger was late.
Why was your hamburger late?
Oh, they were very crowded. That was a very good crowd they drew. Yes, many people ordering stuff. A constant flow of food coming out to the crowd. Yes. And I remember Dr. Cleaver was there. Very refreshing to see the big man, Dr. Cleaver.
Dr. Cleaver,
yes,
was said to have the most devastating knife-edge chop that Dominic Hess has ever felt.
Oh, wow. Dominic Hess was chopped by Dr. Cleaver?
That's what he told you 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. boy, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask Lennon Golden Songbird Amos if I ask that question. Yes.
I believe she can confirm it, as could
wow.
Dominic Hess.
Oh, okay. Will Dominic Hess be in action tonight at Blue Collar Wrestling?
Possibly. We'll have to see what becomes of the show. I know they're going on with it, but due to the inclement weather, a little suspect as to whom we will see in action.
Now, if you have Kane Jaden on the line, can you ask what the Portland weather is right now? I've heard rumors that it's raining and the ice has melted. But further toward the gorge, it's still coming down with a mixed snow and ice, sleet mixture. Could you ask King Jane in this?
I can see if he is available for such. Now, are you getting these reports from Aaron Bolo at the Weather Club? Is the Weather Club gathered around at Who's On First?
Well, one can only hope that Aaron Bolo is listening to listening to this broadcast today. He is an invaluable member of the Weather Club, yes. Almost up there with Mike Trout, yes.
Now, is Mike Trout up on his dues? Has he paid his yearly dues?
Mike Trout, yeah, I think he's in for a fairly big raise also, yes.
So having a post in the Weather Club is a paying gig, is what you're saying.
Oh, yes. There's been a lot of wrestlers inquiring if they could have a membership to the Weather Club.
Would one of those wrestlers, in fact, be Aries Toretto?
No, one would be Paul Moonshine, yes.
He would be invaluable because he could give you weather reports from Appalachia.
Now, there you go. The spine of the Appalachia sees many isobars pass through. Isobars meaning the closer they are, the stronger the winds. Yes. There's a lot of people in blue collar wrestling that would claim or say that they would prefer to be downwind from Paw Moonshine.
Wow. Is one of those wrestlers... Bob.
No, one of those wrestlers, well, not really exactly a wrestler, but a manager, Kevin Brandt, who viciously attacked Paul Moonshine last week at Eye Color. Did you see that poke in the rib from that walking stick that Kevin Brandt carries?
I did. He also attacked him brutally the last show of 2016.
Boy, oh boy, that Kevin Brandt is on a roll, yes. Now, Paul Moonshine has quite the extensive ring experience. That Kevin Brandt might be playing with fire. Kevin Brandt, if you're listening, you better not poke the tiger too many times. Yes.
Now, I can confirm from one Kane Jaden, current weather going on, rain. It is raining.
Oh, rain in the Portland area. All right, can you ask Kane Jaden if he would prefer to stand downwind from Paul Moonshine or upwind? Very important question.
All right, I will see what he replies. Now, QT, have you watched episode 259 of The Sign of the Times yet? The Tommy Celsius hides under a box truck edition.
No, I haven't. I do look forward to this. Do look forward. Yes. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners about the approximate area this took place at?
It was next to a undisclosed rusty wheel.
I see. Would this have been in Linwood, perhaps?
Well, I would be disclosing it, wouldn't it?
Oh, okay. Undisclosed, yes. Yes, undisclosed has often been the backbone of many Sign of the Times locations.
It really has.
Oh, okay. Yes. Wow, okay. Undisclosed.
Now, QT, have you ever stood next to a rusty wheel that was directly across from a box truck?
Oh, boy, a rusty wheel. I've often stood next to roulette wheels in Vegas, but no rusty wheels.
Las Vegas, were you there to see a Future Stars of Wrestling show?
Oh, no, not at all. I was kind of there to see, what was that lion act and the tiger act, those two performers? One actually got bit by a tiger. What was her name? Siegfried and Roy? Yes, Siegfried and Roy, yes.
Now, after Siegfried and Roy, did you maybe go to an AWA television taping?
No, I made a direct beeline to the airport to fly into SeaTac. Yes, I didn't have any time.
Wow, that is very disappointing. You could have seen, perhaps, the great Nick Bockwinkel-Kurt Hennig one-hour draw that was aired on ESPN. That was in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that would have been great. That would have been about as good as going to Portland Wrestling Uncut, like I did about 4 years ago. Now, rumor has it, Sign Guy, that studio that Portland Wrestling Uncut was shot that day was in the same studios that 60s cartoon icon Ramblin' Rod held his children's show from, Ramblin' Rod.
I see. Now, I do have more confirmation, QT, from Kane Jaden.
Oh, yes.
When it comes to his preference on standing upwind or downwind from Paul Moonshine, he has no idea what that means.
Oh, no. Boy. Well, tell Kane Jaden that when you stand downwind from, like, a big game in Africa, they can't sense you are there by sense of smell. Yes. I'm just saying.
I think he's going to be standing downwind from you just to avoid questions about Paul Moonshine.
Well, you see, Sign Guy, these apex predators, they often stand downwind from their prey so they can approach their prey. Think of a zebra on an African veldt and a lioness approaching the zebra. That's kind of like Paul Moonshine. I wasn't referencing any of his bathing habits. I'm just saying that Paul Moonshine is also in like an apex predator. Kevin Brandt has managed in the last couple weeks to stand downwind from Paul Moonshine and strike him from behind with a cane. Kevin Brandt, you better watch out because the apex predator might adapt somehow and sense you if you get slightly out of position, and he can use his superior sense of smell to see your approach. Kevin Brandt, one of these days your attack will be unsuccessful, and you will have an enraged tiger on your tail. Yes. As Pa Moonshine does a 360-degree turn and comes charging at you. Yes. Maybe then he will lay the smacketh down on you, Kevin Brandt, and then as you're laying on the canvas, he will try to steal your shoe. That's what I'm getting at.
Wow.
Yes.
You're saying Kevin Brandt's into stealing people's shoes?
Well, I don't know if he's really into stealing people's shoes. I'd stay away from that if I were Kevin Brandt, unless it's Marion that somehow laid out next to the ring. I'd steal Marion's shoes. I'm just saying that Kevin Brandt, you've been successful in your attacks on Paul Moonshine from behind. You better upgrade your camouflage in the next couple weeks, because it's going to get harder and harder to sneak up on Paul Moonshine. Paul Moonshine has felt the wrath of your attacks, and I think he's adapting. Whether it be like a hidden mirror on his shoulder, maybe a mirror. Yes.
Is that a Christopher Rysik reference?
Oh yes, he may have borrowed a miniature mirror from Christopher Rysik. The term eyes in the back of your head might well be attributed now to Paul Moonshine.
Nice. All right.
I do hope you will go over these PowerPoints with Paul Moonshine tonight. Yes.
Well, I don't know, because he's probably still reeling from the vicious assault he sustained from Kevin Brandt last week.
That's true. Wasn't he wearing a neck brace, sign guy? Was that a neck brace?
Yes, he was.
Oh, no. You ask him if he wants QT Vokes to autograph that neck brace. I think that would make him feel better.
Or a little more creeped out.
Oh, now, Paul Moonshine and I pretty much see eye to eye, yes. Well, I don't know. I sense a quiet nervousness when he's around me, yes.
Seems reasonable.
He seems on edge when he talks to me, yes.
Well, QT, since the guest no longer looking like he will be on board today, and with Kane Jaden busy trying to fill out restraining orders, I believe we'll wrap this thing up. I will get down to the aforementioned NWA Blue Collar Wrestling, where some matches will be held. So if you're in the area, and if you can brave the weather, get out there and support your local independent wrestling. We will be back with you next week. Next Friday, we have OVW official Charlene returning to the program. And then the following Sunday, 1 week from today, NWA Blue Collar Wrestling owner Patty Deitch will be with us. So make plans to join us then, and we'll talk to you next week.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Larry.